Welcome to Caring and Sharing, an annual holiday series on KUMD.
One of the nonprofits in our community that we have not talked about before on the Caring and Sharing holiday series that does a lot to help folks with food security and also just give them a lot of information about preparing food and how to make sure that the food that you have doesn't go to waste is the Duluth Community Garden Program. Emily Ritchie is the director of the Duluth Community Garden Program, and she joins us this morning on the phone. Hi, Emily.
Hello, how are you?
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning. Yeah, I realize that I'm asking you to summarize an awful lot of stuff in a very short period of time, but can you talk about some of the things the Duluth Community Garden Program does for the community?
Yeah, we, like you said, yes, we do a lot, but our first and primary focus is land stewardship. So we have 20 different gardens across the city of Duluth, from Arrowhead Road all the way out to Riverside. Which is about 255 rentable plots. And so our main priority is caring for that land and making sure that there's healthy soil and all the infrastructure that gardeners need, like rainwater catchment systems or access to water, compost bins, fences, keep deer and, you know, other pests out. So that's our first priority, which in and of itself is a lot. So we're managing, you know, 20 different places. We have a whole staff member just assigned to that role. And then, secondly, we're providing resources for those gardeners. So whether it be the infrastructure in the gardens or, you know, a shovel that they can borrow or a dehydrator that they could use to dehydrate their cherry tomatoes in the middle of the summer to preserve their harvest. Or it might be a class. So folks want to learn how to can or what's the best way to start your seeds in the summer or in the spring. So those are the resource pieces of it. And then last but not least is we want to build community. So food brings people together inherently in and of itself, but so does gardening. So all of these garden plots have four or more rentable plots out in them. So people are working together in these spaces. So trying to create community in shared care of the space, but then also fun things too. So having potluck dinners or work parties to care for the gardens, or, you know, it being a nonprofit, we have some more celebratory things. So up and coming, we have our Art of Local Food event, which is our fancy, you know, annual fundraiser. So that'll be in February, but with the point of getting people together around this idea of food and community and gardening.
So as I mentioned, there's an awful lot that the Duluth Community Garden Program is offering to the community. So now comes the fun part where we get to ask you what you need from the community. Donations of stuff, donations of time, donations of intellect and skills. This is your opportunity to kind of list off your wish list.
Wonderful. Yes, all of those things. One of the things that makes the Community Garden Program run, we have a really small staff, and as we've shared, we do a ton. And it only works because the community contributes in lots of different ways. So board members and committee members really help keep the program going as an organization. So we're always looking for folks to join in that capacity, as well as just other volunteers. So helping, you know, whether that's helping build new infrastructure or volunteering at an event, things like that. We're always looking for people to teach our workshops, so folks who have a specific skill that they'd be willing to share. We do take donations in regards to, like, tools and things like that. People bring us a lot of mason jars in the middle of the summer that we then give out at the end of the season for free to whoever needs them so that people can preserve their harvest. And then, yes, like any nonprofit, we rely heavily on contributions from funders, from donors, from members, and all sorts of in that way too. So, yeah.
If you had to maybe name a goal or a wish or something that you were hoping that the Community Garden program could accomplish or become in the next year, what would that be?
Ooh, so our ultimate goal, so this is maybe loftier than the next year, is to have a garden in every 10-block radius in Duluth. So really accessible, easily to get to, and a huge community asset in the ability to grow your own food. But in the next year, our goal is to, meet our donor amounts that we need, and that sort of thing, as well as have rent out all of our plots next year. So if folks are interested in renting out plots, it's on a sliding scale basis. That's a goal of ours, is to make it economically accessible to whoever wants to garden. Awesome. Give us a call. and then have a successful workshop series and really make sure that we're serving our community as best that we can. So, yeah.
Emily, we'll get some information up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to get in touch with you and perhaps help check off a couple of items along that wish list. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Emily Ritchie, our guest this morning on our Caring and Sharing holiday series. Emily Ritchie is the director of the Duluth Community Garden Program, and she joined us this morning as our guest, as I mentioned, on the Caring and Sharing KUMD holiday series, a regular feature this time of year, right here on 103.3 KUMD.